Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Vaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaura Pasan Atma Vrindai. Gaura Pasan Atma Vrindai. Shri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shutva Gopi Raso. Where's it going? Gopi Raso Ulasam Prista Premna Nanartasang Gaurapasyanatman Vrindai Ilshi Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shudva Gopi Vasolasam Krista Premna Nanartasang. Accompanied by his personal associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just to hear about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Vaita Chandanya, Jaya Jaya Shivasadi, Gaura Bhaktagan, Sri Jaya Shotagana Yanva Gaura Pranadan. All glories to the devotees headed by Srivas, all glories to the readers who have taken Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. So after arriving at the Gundisha temple, the Didi stayed there for 10 days, and every day Lord Chaitanya would perform kirtan, and then bathe in the lake, Narendra Sarovar. It's right near the temple, the Gundicha. There's a Jagannath Puri temple. It's very big, right? And there's the main highway. And it's like about an 8-lane highway. It's huge, yeah? But during the year, all kinds of shopkeepers set up their shops there. But during the festival, they're all moved away. And the Rath Yatra carts, they go from there to the Gundicha temple. And it's going from Vaikuntha to Vrindavan. It's a smaller temple. And during the rest of the year, there's no deity there exactly, I don't think. And near there is a lake. It's all in Jagannath Puri, in the Dham, Kshetra, New Jagannath, Jagannath Puri. So there's a lake, I think it's Narendra Sarovar. So every day Lord Chaitanya would perform kirtan for Lord Jagannath when he was staying there in Vrindavan. And they would take bath in the lake, and they would come and have their lunch and rest. In the evening they have more kirtan, different kind like that. So they do the same thing. You know. One time, Nimai Pandit went to see Srivas Thakur. Well, think about the same age as his father. Like that, you know. And Srivas was living in his house, and he had, a house with a courtyard like that, closed in, you know. And he was staying with his brother. What was his brother's name? His brother's name? Huh? Sri Ram? Oh, okay. One was special. Because Srivas Thakur is an incarnation of, and his brother's incarnation of. Yeah, so one of them was that. Yeah. So Nimai went there, and he said, "Oh, Srivas, I haven't seen you out doing pujas and right, doing religious haircutting ceremonies and these kind of things, whatever. How are you going to maintain your family?" Yeah. And Srivas said, 1, 2, 3. Like that. And so Nimai said, "What do you mean, 1, 2, 3? He said, "I made this decision. I'm not going to sacrifice anything anymore for my bodily maintenance. I and my brother decided just to spend all of our time just, you know, worshiping the deities, decorating them, and doing service for them, and singing and songs and music and studying and developing Krishna consciousness. And if we have to fast, because of that, we have to fast, you know, 3 times, then I'll go and drown myself in the Ganga," like that. And then Nimai became disturbed when he heard this, and he said, "What do you mean, 1, 2, 3? He said, "Anybody who's fully engaged in hearing and chanting like this, if the goddess of fortune doesn't personally arrange their food, maintenance, and protection, then I will chastise her with a stick." So, yeah. But Prabhupada says, "But you can't do it." They're so passionate, want to do something real, you know. So then we do karma yoga. He says, therefore, do whatever you can do for Krishna, nicely, not dog hard, like that. So it's not required. You don't have to work like a wizard. Are you recording here for all the microphone employees? Krishna doesn't require that. You know, you work nicely. Do good days, honest work. And then for Krishna, whatever you can do for Krishna, You know? And as much as you can, he says, as much as you can, you increase your hearing and chanting. Like that. There's so many ways like that. You know? Yeah. I give these world religions classes sometimes. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll talk about all, you know, the classical language in India, Sanskrit, like we have Latin in Europe, like that. And the different kinds of sounds, like there's one S, like with the line above it, where you, what is it, palatal, you go, like, sprechen, sprechen die Deutsch, sprechen. You know? Another one, the dot below it, you've got to touch your tongue to the top of your mouth, you know, sha, sha, like that. And then right on the board, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, they say, now try and pronounce this, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And they all go, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And I say, thank you. Yeah. And that's it. They said the name of Lord Chaitanya one time and without offense. Yeah, like that. And their mature life is basically finished at that point. You know? Yeah. So somehow or other, you know, engage people. And even though you're doing so many things, you know, ordinary activities like that, but you don't know that people are being subtly engaged in, you know, in different activities like that of Krishna consciousness. You know? So they were there in engaged like that in the morning and evening doing kirtan, and take your bath then comfortably, then come back, and now you're relaxed and have a nice lunch. After that little nap, by the time you wake up, it's time for a couple rounds, and it's time for the evening program. And this way we go on. All for at least for 10 days, right? Every year should have 10 days after the after till July 15th. There should be like these 10 days of when Jagannath is here. A sadhana bhaktas can enjoy Vrindavan, right? Vrindavan seva. Yeah. So it's all going on, and it's in the evening after finishing his dancing in the yard of the Gundicha, the Lord observed the arati ceremony. Thereafter, he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night. For 9 days, 9 chief devotees, headed by Avaita, got an opportunity to invite the Lord to their homes. So the lunch was someplace else, I guess. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations for 1 day each. And this way they shared invitations. For the 4 month period, all the daily invitations were shared among the important devotees. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to the Lord. Since they could not get 1 day each, 2 or 3 devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. Yeah. Yeah. So for these 9 days, the 9 present devotees accepted like that. So it's a whole thing. One time when monk, he came to the Denver temple, he was Madhva, I think, like that. And they have a very good association with some devotees there, you know, Grihasthas who were very strict Madhva followers. So he was talking a little bit, and he said, in the Madhva Sampradaya, there's this thing of the house, put the foot in the house ceremony. Like the monk goes and, you know, which is, you know, he just basically walks in and there's some kind of formal reception, like you offer a little arti with that and this and that, and something, a little prasad, aksmanium, and madhuparka, and like that. Yeah. Ah. You know? So they you know, formalized it so people can figure out what to do. Otherwise, it's confusing. You know? In the Monkey and Piggies book they're writing, they have the ideal temple. That, you know? In the ideal temple, all the women lead Tulsi Puja. That's there. They can do the arti, can do singing. Yeah, other things too, whatever, that's one thing like that. You know. So all the ladies can do Tulsi Puja and sing the arti like that, and, you know, adjust it. And then instead of having a Sunday feast sponsor, you have a weekly puja sponsor. And that takes care of the whole thing at one time. Like that. And you have them combined together like that. You know. But you have congregational members. Okay, once a year, someday you pick out one day a year and then you give a donation of, you know, whatever it is, like how many of 4 weeks. What's your budget? What's your budget for the month here? Just to maintain the puja of the deities? $2,000? What? $10,000? Okay. Yeah, somewhere with your bracket is somewhere there. $4,000? That's probably kind of high still. Right? Maybe, you know. Okay, say $2,000. That means you got weekly puja sponsor, means you got to pay $500. Okay, maybe once a year, pay $500 like that, a sponsor for this day like that. Or you can combine together. And then what do you get? Okay, it's a reciprocation. Well, you get a nice framed picture of the deities on Sunday. Because, you know, in the ideal temple, we, you know, in the smaller temple, you dress the deities on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Yeah, like that. Then on Sunday, you decorate with flowers, like that, and cook the feast. Like that. So, okay, so it's like that. You know. And every day you can have service for the Utsav Murti, Shalagram Shila, like that, and smaller ones like that. You know. Okay, and so then you get a picture, you know, a beautiful art picture, art, high-tech art picture, you know, on Sunday. If you put on your wall like that, maybe you can figure out like that. Oh, okay. And then you get a CD of the different dressings every day. Because the pujaris feel like we're doing something worthwhile, like somebody's going to see this, you know. And they get like 6 copies they can give to all their friends like that, you know, and everybody sees it. You know, maybe a DVD like with the nice music. Because you can take somebody, actually you get an artist, someone develops the ability, you can really take nice pictures, like close up at different angles and stuff like that, and making just nice things, you know. Emphasizing different things. So you make this DVD up, okay, they get that. They get the one big art picture. And maybe their name is put up here for the week, like that weekly puja sponsor in honor of so-and-so. Yeah. And then Mahaprasadam, like that, and maybe for the year, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And then you have all the dwarfs, all the duendes here, all the gnomes and dwarfs here can get to work like packing prasadam. No, full-time engagement, actually. And what else? Oh yeah, and then you have like a lecture, some kind of like, what's the word, endowed lecture. And your money also pays to have one lecture done or somebody to like research it or something, and he gets a little, you know, some honorarium. And that's recorded then, like that and so on. So that goes. Or all special guests, any guests who come in like that, or whatever. You know. So you get your DVD with, maybe even actually what you could do is even put the deity darshans in the background of the lecture. You watch in the lecture and the music, you know, it's like that, darshan, like that. So really, gradually develop it. You know, it's, but you feel, wow, this is what I sponsored. Nice program of lectures and beautiful thing and whatever like that. You know. So this is the thing we all die and go to heaven. That would be a temple in Vaikuntha. You know. So different ceremonies, you know, and receiving people, sharing invitations. At some point it comes to the point where there's just people want to donate, there's just not enough to donate for. It's like too many people, you know. Some temples, they have a different outfit every day. Only 360 families, so maybe 500 families compete to who can make the outfit. But every day it's different like that. So many things. Don't, huh?
Temple, yeah. Monday, Sunday, it's all for mother.
Oh, yeah?
Any activities, lecture,
yeah.
Dressing, cleaning, mm-hmm.
Fighting, argument. Okay. Take over. That's it. Management. President for a day. That was enough. Don't do that again. Next year. We'll do it next year. You know. All these things. You know. Otherwise, it becomes just a dry ritual. It'll liberate you. If you do it sincerely, you get liberation. But it's, you know, something more than that. But it's always inventing. The temple should be center of activity, education, and culture, like that. So they are offering the lake. Okay. 2-3 devotees would combine and extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of the Lord Mahaprabhu is accepting invitations. After taking his bath early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. They would perform sankirtan with his devotees, chanting and dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced Advaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, and Achyutananda to dance. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Vrakeshvara Pandit and other devotees in chanting and dancing. 3 times daily, morning, noon, and evening, he would perform Sankirtan in the yard of the Gaudiya temple. Morning, noon, and evening. At this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that Lord Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking this, his feelings of separation for Krishna subsided. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he remained personally merged in his consciousness. Radha Sange Krishna Lila A Hoyla Jnane A Rasi Magna Prabhu Hoyle Apane. What does magna mean? Yeah. Merged in this mellow. Kalola Magna Muhu. Yeah, Magna. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Majayi Yaman. Maybe the same root. Just submerge or inundate. Yeah. There were many gardens near the Gaudiya temple, And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform the pastimes of Vrindavan in each of them. Ah. In the lake named Indradyumna, there we go, Indradyumna, he sported in the water. The Lord personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounded him on all sides, also splashed the Lord. One of the water they sometimes formed a circle and sometimes many circles, and one of the water they used to play cymbals and imitate the croaking of frogs. You can go over to the, what's it called, lake? Forest here, the forest there. Park. Do pastimes. Frog imitations. I don't know. I bet Emily would be the best frog imitator. I was looking at her, I guess. Get a prize. Or green scum balls. green fungus balls for being the best frog imitator. Sometimes people would pair off to fight in the water. One would emerge victorious and the other defeated. And the Lord watched all this fun. The first sporting took place between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, who threw water upon one another. Advaita was defeated, and he later rebuked Nityananda Prabhu, calling him bad names. I guess in Sanskrit. Like that. Make up a new dictionary of bad names in Sanskrit. Like that. So, yeah. Kind of famous. Swoop Damodar and Vidyaniti also threw water upon one another, and Murari Gupta and Vasudev Dhatta also sported in that way. Another duel took place between Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. Another between Raghava Pandit and Vakeshwar Pandit. They all engaged in throwing water. And these Swoop Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya engaged in water sports with Ramananda Roy, and they lost all their gravity and became like children. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the exuberance of Sarvabhauma and Ramananda Roy, he spoke to Gopinath Acharya, "Tell Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish play, because they are both great learned scholars and very grave and great personalities." Gopinath Acharya replied, "I believe that one drop of the ocean of your great mercy has swelled up upon them. A drop of the mercy, of the ocean of mercy of your Roy, a drop from the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandara. Since these two gentlemen are like little hills by comparison, there is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Logic is like a dry oil cake from which all the oil has been extracted. Bhattacharya passed his life eating such dry cakes, and now you have given him the drink, the nectar of transcendental pastimes. It is certainly your very great mercy." Gopinath Acharya finished talking, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and called for a waita, making him act like Seshanaga, bed. Lying down on Advaita Prabhu, who was floating on the water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the pastimes of Sheshashai Vishnu. Manifesting his personal potency, Advaita floated about on the water, carrying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After sporting in the water for some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his place at Aitota, accompanied by his devotees. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, and all the other chief devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lunch at the invitation of Advaita Acharya. Whatever extra prasad was brought by Vainath Roy was taken by the other associates of Lord Chaitanya. In the afternoon, the Lord went to the Gunjidunicha temple to visit the Lord and dance. At night, he went back to the garden to take rest. So any comments, points here? Koi prashna hai? Over there, yeah.
I should say the same thing with the Tota Gopinath.
I don't know. Yeah, you might know. I don't know. I know that when Lord Chaitanya is, when Jagannath's off the altar, he's in seclusion for 15 days, like that. Then the Lord goes to someplace up a little bit north on the coast. It's the same as the name of the temple of the sun god.
Konark.
That's the name of the temple of the sun god in Egypt. Konark. As I remember, yeah. It's a very famous temple in Egypt. Very, very old. As far as I remember, yeah, this was prized in the Konark temple in Egypt. Yeah. Yeah. It's really big. You know, the columns are about, I don't know, maybe like, you know, they're not as big as this room, but really big. You know, like that. And they go up very tall, like that. You know? And they, you know, how do they build these things? They're primitive man. How did he do this? You know? So the idea was that they put the first, you know, layer of this, of the column there, like a tablet, you know, everywhere. And they brought dirt. They built the dirt up around it. And they put the next layer in, and they built, put more dirt in. So they had the whole thing built up like that. They took all the dirt away, you know. It's actually a clever idea, you know. Then they're calculating with shovels and, you know, wooden shovels and wheelbarrows, how many slaves it would have taken, how many years, and like that, you know. So they've succeeded in turning a physical engineering miracle into a sociological miracle. Anybody could get this many slaves to work that long, like that. Even, you know, pretty much every single example in modern history of slave power has been a complete failure. The Nazis tried to enslave the French and make them work. And management engineers went in afterwards, and the guards who were trying to force all these guys to work could have done the work, same work they did more efficiently. These people were trying to do slave labor, you know, because there's so much, what's the word, like, sabotage and this, you know, dragging your heels and stupidity for no enthusiasm like that. You know? So anyway, you know, have all these thousands of slaves working for thousands of years. That's a miracle of management. You know, learn from these guys how to organize slaves better than Hewlett Packard's doing, right, with their slaves and, you know, yeah. And you guys building towers, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So that was the Karnak, Temple of Karnak, Konark. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a couple of years back, there was some article in BTV called, was seeing something about Lenin.
Yeah. I think it had pictures of the temple. Ayatota. But it sounds like they would take rest in the garden. Maybe it's also more like a garden type place. Yeah. I think all these places are still there. You can go see all these places. Yeah. Same with Parampara. You know, 500 years ago wasn't that long. So, yeah, these same places are there and stuff. And the same pastimes, activities, so you can appreciate, yes, this really happened. This is how it happened. So we go back to Parampara to Lord Chaitanya, and then we jump pretty much, you know, back to Krishna. Because if his activities and pastimes are true, and he says there was a Krishna, and there was a Dwarapara Yuga, and all these things are happening, well, it seems like it's pretty substantial. Again, epistemology is a pretty substantial way of knowing these things and stuff. You know, it's a pretty authoritative source like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, very important, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very important. Yeah. What other books do we have? If you don't have any questions, I have questions. So, what other books do we have about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and philosophy, like that, his pastimes? Yeah, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat? Yeah, Thakur. Who's his mother? Narayani. Who's his father? It's kind of a scrupulously avoiding being mentioning his father's name. All it kind of says is that people who are not so divorcedly, no, it says people who are not so divorcedly out prominent, you know, we don't mention their names. I don't know what it was.
She was raised.
Yeah, something like that. And she got prasad from Lord Chaitanya's mouth, her hand in her mouth. He put it in her mouth when she was a little girl like that. Yeah. And then Daban Das Thakur took birth as her son. Yeah. You know, what else you mentioned? You mentioned another book?
Chaitanya Mangala.
We already got Chaitanya Mangala. Yeah. Yeah. Who's that by? Yeah. That was the one that Gaurakishore was glorifying. Somebody asked Gaurakishore as Babaji, how to get love of God. He said, it's available in the market for 40 paisa. You know? Hey, you know, so this is Chaitanya Mangala. I think that's what it was. Yeah. You just read that and, you know, enter into it. Yeah. So they're available. These books, Chaitanya Mangala. Rupa Goswami has, you know, prayers about Lord Chaitanya. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Like that. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And then also because the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, all the associates by the same person. Yeah. Wow. So it's very, you know, very vast literary tradition coming down through very, what's the word like? You know, clear acharyas, different acharyas, not so far apart. Whereas, but Christianity, of course, their tradition, nobody knows who Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were. I mean, there's nobody on earth who can supply any biographical notes whatsoever about them, probably speaking. And John is, okay, maybe that only one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are four, you know, stories put together like that, you know, the Gospels. Each one is describing the pastimes like that. There's some similarity. You know. Yeah. So I don't know, then the Prophet Muhammad's more clear, right? Yeah, there's a more clear parampara coming from him. After him was Ali or something like that, you know, and it goes like that. But I guess pretty clear. You know, deviations are also clear, what happened like that. Yeah. And Christianity gets clear, I guess, I don't know, maybe in the 5th century or something? Or maybe at some point about the 3rd or 4th, right? I don't know when it was, you know? Okay. Okay. Wow. So 600 years later. Wow. Yeah. So we are very, very fortunate, very clear, you know, disciplic succession like that to Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? To some people, it makes so much sense. You know, the Mahaprabhu's pastime are so different.
Yeah.
Like my father, when he went to Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house.
Yeah.
But
when
he went in his house, and he can relate the past
time to
his
store.
Yeah.
So
which house?
The house from there, from the window.
Yeah.
You can see. Balcony, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you went to the
same window.
Yeah. And you could see the dome of Prabhupada Samadhi. That was just in the...
Oh, yeah?
You can see that.
Yeah, yeah, across the river. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so recent past time, people can make sense with it. Like you said, that... things are there, you can believe
on your
own. Yeah.
I know.
Some people, it doesn't make sense at all. They don't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. It's all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing Shuddhabhakata, Shuddhabhakata Charanamainu. And he says, I will visit all the places associated with Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and stuff like that. Yeah. It's part of the sadhana bhakti, right? To see these places, come and visit, like that, because yeah. it has an effect. Yeah. I say more than one level, more than just like, you know, some kind of historical connection, but also these places are empowered, you know, like that.
If you visit them, then maybe more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, there's, you know, different. Some people understand by hearing. Some less intelligent, you have to see, and third, actually, you have to suffer, you know, like that. You know, some pastime. I'll read a little bit more. One more here. In the afternoon, he went to the Ganesha temple and danced. He took rest. The next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to the temple of Gundicha and saw the Lord. He then chanted and danced in the yard for some time. Accompanied by his devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went into the garden and enjoyed pastimes of Vrindavan. In Prabhupada's purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that this Vrindavan Vihar, the pastimes of Vrindavan, does not refer to Krishna's mixing with the gopis or the transcendental mellow of Parakiya Ras. Does not. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Leela in the Garden of Jagannath Puri did not involve association with women or with other people's wives in the fashion transcendentally demonstrated by Krishna. In his Vrindavan Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conceived of himself as the assistant of Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani enjoyed the company of Krishna, her maidservants were very pleased. One should not compare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Bihar in the Garden of Jagannath with the activities of the Gauranga Nagaris. Yeah. So, no, what is Nagari? Nagari. How would you translate that in colloquial English? Huh? Yeah, urbane?
Yeah, these are guys handsome young man about town. And in the newspapers they always report so and so was seen with this girl at this, you know, gala movie thing, and you know, he inaugurated this you know, event, and it's somebody like that, right? Somebody who's like, you know, respected, and you know, Lalita Madhava. Yeah. That's the pastimes of Rukmini and Krishna. Lalita Madhava, very bright and, you know, enlivening and civilized and like that. You know, and receiving somebody on behalf of the city. And is that what it is? Yeah, yeah. So they say that, I just want to explain that way. They say that the Garanga Nagaris say that they try and dress the deity and so on and so forth, that he's enjoying the company of girls, women. Yeah, somehow they worked this out in their philosophy and culture. I don't know how, you know. But Prabhupada says that, you know, they're saying the name of Lord Chaitanya, and somehow he's accepting this. No, that, but it's Rasa Bhas, not Rasa Bhas, but Maitri Bhas. It's a not, you know, incompatible mixture of mellows like that. Because this humor, he's absorbed in his mood, right, of being the servant of Radharani. So you try and engage in these activities. Well, he is Krishna himself, but then it's like he doesn't want to engage in those pastimes, those activities like that. So it's disturbing. It's disturbing his mood and his particular pastimes like that to do that. So this is why Garanga Nagaris are rejected. Yeah. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a list of I don't know how many groups, owls, bowls, you know, karakarabojas, on and on like that. And some of them more degraded, you know, disgusting activities. You know. So eventually this all became, you know, the Lord Chaitanya's movement became known as some kind of excuse for all these lascivious relationships in the name of yoga and everything else. In Bengal it became a very, you know, degraded kind of thing. Even now, some people consider, like, you know, what is this? You know, things are changing a lot now because of ISKCON and stuff. But before that, people still thought it was kind of like, maybe, I don't know. You know. Yeah, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that was his job. It was just very few people. It was very, very deviated. And so he was able to recover everything and establish the pure principles and so on like that. Like your book, the introduction says, he was preaching Rasa Shastra, Jiva Goswami. But based upon the firm philosophical basis of Vedanta, so on. Yeah. So it happens every tradition, Christian traditions. Actually, right after Prince Christ was going, they had the Mass is one of their main things of offering, you know, grape juice and bread. You know. And they even come to the point of having special bread like that made with little wafers and stamped with like a cross on it. It's a whole ritual. You go up in the Catholic Church and you sit there, and the priest puts the wafer in your mouth, you know, touch it, and you take the wine, the wine like that. And in the Christian hymn book, you go to the Catholic hymn book, it's interesting. And it says, we welcome everybody in our church, you know, but unless you're actually a formerly member of the Catholic Church, you can't actually take the Eucharist, can't take prasadam. You can't take mahaprasadam unless you're, you know, formerly have diksha. Like that. It's interesting. We do the same thing. Okay, now devotees who have diksha can come and take mahaprasad like that from the deities, like that, in the plates. Oh, yeah. Unless you belong to the Armenian so-and-so church or the so-and-so church, or like there's like three churches with great specific names with whom they have like a concordance, which they consider as bona fide. He said, but if you're a Christian, then please, you know, pray for God, to God. If you believe in God but not Jesus Christ, then pray for God. If you're a good man, you don't believe in God, then pray for world peace, like that. So the Catholic Church before was like, you know, if you're not a baptized Catholic, we'll cut off your head unless you're taking the classes like that. You know, it's gone through these phases, right? So now that's their general, you know, perspective, right, on the relationship, other religions like that. But they've also had this thing that right after the disappearance of Christ was expanding like that. And this thing was, you know, their Mass was becoming this thing for a big drunken orgy of good cakes and good wine. And that was Christianity like that. You go and, you know, Sunday feast, right? Sunday love feast. And just, you know, drink wine and eat all kinds of good cakes and, you know, pastries. And then, like, then of course, you know, the men and women carrying on activities like that and stuff. You know? So in the letters of St. Paul, you see him talking about, like, you know, all these things and stuff like that, you know. and also about girls, a standard, like in terms of being remarried, and you know, and how they should be allowed to enter into the fellowship or not, you know, in terms of their position, like that, and so on, if they're widows or something. You know, it's a whole same thing we're going through. You know? So, Bhakti, you know, probably including Bhakti Siddhanta's pure purports, and for us, it's like, why am I mentioning this? But then you see these things start happening. You know, actually start happening. I mean, when I was a devotee, is reading Prabhupada's purports and wondering, why is he even talking about this? You know, but now as things are expanding, you see, well, actually it's become a fact. These things are actually happening. And Prabhupada's purports are actually like an essential for putting things in a proper perspective like that. You know? So, and Vrindavan Lila. Okay? Tonight we have Bhagavad Gita class here, right? Yeah. I'm going to be doing a lot of writing to do. I got a phone call from Texas, Houston, and they had a real strong Padma program there, and like many groups, because I pushed it, and after that, that's kind of my thing, you know. Hansa Duda said one time, Hansa Duda was like, Trey Rishi said, or GBC secretary, probably said he should be GBC for material affairs. he said, Prabhu, amongst my GBC gobbiters, Hansa Duda is probably the most intelligent. He said, but it's not his intelligence that I worry about. It's his ethics and morality. But he himself could made a comment that he was just amoral. He would just do anything. You know, get the job done, and what he thought. So one time we were in temple room chanting like 10 o'clock in the morning after the whole program. Suddenly he turned to me and he said, your job in this movement is to see the people who come don't go away. Like that. It was like, you know. But that's also my character. So it's kind of like, kind of get, you know, get devotees this program. And also, he said, you're not a person to continue on programs. More like, you know, starting things. And you get the same personality inventories and astrologers. You begin to figure out, yeah, this is my nature. You know. So this Padma program, we're pushing it. And it's almost like, okay, 3 years now I've done it. That's it. It's kind of, okay, I'll just carry on like now in terms of my own particular standard and stuff like that. You know, once a year I'll do it. For our annual review. But in Peru and in Texas, they both did it systematically and they want to do it again like that now, but we're improving it in many ways. And in here was very nice, I think, too. A few devotees that did it. And also then, especially in Tennessee, it was very strong. But they not doing one chapter a week. They slowed down to one chapter a month. You know, it was like, yeah. And now they're up to about two chapters a week, half the speed. And everybody's very enthusiastic. They write out the, you know, the questions and stuff. They come and answer them. And the kids, like, what's his name? Moshe. He's like about six or something. And he gets all the answers worked out with his father and stuff like that. Yeah. It's a very enthusiastic program. So in Texas, we're talking about how to do it again. And we learned a lot, you know, about distance education and ISKCON. You know, Srinivas is our web manager. If you go to Bhati, Bhati, Bharati is Sanskrit T, but it also means light or something like that. Bhati.org. This is Mahendra's suggestion. Very simple then. Bhati.org. Okay. And there it is. It comes up. English or Spanish? English. You know, and then this description of the festival. It says Padma seminar. And you can register. And theoretically, it has a list of different locations like that, or assign me a tutor. And all we take now, this year, all we take is just the registration information, nothing else. Then every group then forms their own Yahoo group, you know, and conforms into their own group. And what they're doing there, they decided to do follow the school year, which is the same thing they want to do in Peru also. But their school year starts in March, because summer vacation is Christmas, right? In South America. So here they're going to start in August, and I'll go there for the inauguration weekend. Then we have a whole thing worked out, like how to make a weekend thing like that. And then they're going to go 36 weeks, which is a school year. It's 30 chapters. Okay, then they can, you know, make a local calendar, the different festivals they have, and they have time to study. And then we decided we're going to go through four levels. First, you're an auditor. You just read all the translations and some particular purports, important purports, come to the meetings. And it's by internet, and meeting about every 4 weeks or so. Because it falls in natural modules. you know, Sutta to the Sages, and the first, and the introduction, 4 chapters. Narada to Vyas, 3 chapters. Pastimes right after the Battle of Kurukshetra. Pastimes quite a bit afterwards. And then finally, the actual meeting of Kali Yuga and Maharaj Parikshit and that. So it follows like almost monthly. Okay, discussion and groups, smaller groups, local groups. Then once a month you get together and have an organized thing with certain projects and questions and prasadam and a movie and, you know, Disappearance of Bhishma Dev. We have that movie now. You know, so you can watch the movie and stuff. Wow, nice. You know, it's a very complete program. And then that's the first year you go to these meetings, you read through like that. Okay, you're going to say, well, this is pretty good. I want to do this next year, but that means I can't do that. I got to do this and that. And okay. So you get your auditor's certificate. He's audited, successfully audited. Eon has successfully audited the Padapadma certificate. The next year is bachelor, brahmachari, right? That means you read the whole thing like that. Read the whole thing and more substantial examination. Okay. Third year, Swami, Master. Same thing, right? Bachelor, Brahmacharya, Master. So then you got to do a project. You go through it again, but now you're going to be like, have a local group where you're kind of helping people to study at the bachelor level. And you do a project, like science in the first 2 cantos, or PowerPoint shows for some of the prominent verses like that. A lot of things you can do. And then the fourth year, doctor. What does doctor mean? Teacher. Yeah. He teaches love of wisdom. Doctor philosophus. Yeah. He doesn't teach any knowledge, he teaches love of wisdom. He inspires the feeling. Bhaktivedanta, which is our title, right? Bhakti, you're Bhaktivedanta. And you got to organize the course. And, you know, and guide your masters, you know, and their projects, and write the test. Every year write a test for your other people. And that's really, you know, Bhaktivedanta. If you're doing that level work, you're Bhagavatam. And by then you're going to do the whole Bhagavatam. And then, integrated, NEOS is approving it. And also down there we met a nice Dean Atlin. And he's Dean of Liberal Arts College, what it was called, Science and what they call that thing, Liberal Arts and stuff. The University of Houston, which is about twice as big, 2 campuses, each one the size of Boise University, in Boise State, like that, big. So he's a prominent person. But they started a school or something of Hindu studies in the university, teaching Hindi, and you can get your language requirement, foreign language requirement for your bachelor's degree can be satisfied by Hindi now. You can learn Hindi as your foreign language in the university. Yeah. And he visited the temple several times. We finally rearranged a meeting. We met him at the university coffee shop. He came in and we talked, and we'd been to Berkeley about the same time, and we had the same ideas about education, what's happening and stuff. He said basically the only liberal arts degree which is really worth anything now is history, you know. And he therefore wanted to emphasize like history within the study of Hindu studies and stuff. He was asking us, you know, we had good advice too about how to organize it and this, you know, stuff. So very nice relation. So then on Friday night for the inaugural session, we have our Bhaktivedanta library. You look at all the Prabhupada's books, and you bring them in. You get them there, like stack them up. The room conversations, the letter books, the Bhagavad Gita, Isha Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, room conversations, Srimad Bhagavatam lectures, Bhagavad Gita lectures, other lectures. Make it like, you know, nice thing like that, you know. And you go through them with a PowerPoint show showing how they're all related. They all connect up, and the heart is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the broader Vedic literatures. You know, broader perspective from Vedic literatures, like that. So very nice, you know. But the idea is everybody comes Friday night, they kind of start the session, they're either going to stay there, or else they're kind of coming, you know. And yeah, everybody comes in and some, you know, no host, cocktail hour. You have all kinds of interesting things to drink. 7-Up with grenadine, it's kind of, it's pomegranate juice, it's pomegranate syrup, you know, non-alcohol. You know, it's okay, you just drink some interesting things, and, you know. Your appetite's building up. Then everybody sits at the tables, and then you have your presentation, and someone inaugurates, and then maybe I would do the PowerPoint show, and then Dean Atlin, we're going to invite him, and he can talk about the significance of his Hindu studies and what I understand, and then maybe he can start, you know, considering authorizing, accrediting, giving some kind of accreditation to the seminar like that, talking about how it could fit in and how it has to develop and these necessary steps to bring it. So we're watching this year. and then you see how it develops. If it develops a little more, we'll help, we'll participate, whatever. It can be a part of it, and it can be a regular part of our Hindu studies, classical literature, you know, Padma. In maybe 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 years to the bachelor's degree. Like that. And so like these programs, everybody has a particular nature, you know, ability, tendency. So that's what preaching means, you know. Find out your particular nature. I guess, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He was Hansaduta's commander-in-chief, Chakrabarti. He said, the Prophet said, become self-realized, right? Build your character and preach. So self-realized, building your character doesn't mean Gopi Baba. It means understand what is my particular psychophysical nature in this lifetime. What is my karma, right? Okay, figure out what it is. Okay, this is weak. Then build your character. He told Lokanath Maharaj, Trivikram, several sannyasis, he said, no more business, no more management. Your only service now is to build your character. That's what sannyas means. The Buddhists say the same thing. The whole monastic life is for, you know, like that. So you're building your character, and once your character is mature, then you can preach. Because preaching means basically giving association. It doesn't mean smoking a cigarette and giving some knowledge about health. You know, that's why I quit the medical career. I had the medical line, but all these guys were smoking. This is insane. These guys were smoking, and, you know, trying to be doctors. You know, this is crazy. You know, yeah. So you know, the program with they called today, and we're talking about it. And Abhiram was making a really nice poster. We're going to work on that today because he couldn't open the file. So, want to do it here? No, it's possible. So, Prabhupada ki. Shabbat Bhagavatam ki. There we go. 8:30. That's correct, right? 8:30. Yeah. Too much, maybe. Monkeys. Thank you.
I guess like 1 o'clock or something. Yeah. It's probably the beans and salad would be enough. Yeah, I guess probably so. Maybe some whatever's floating around. Some nuts are good. Dried fruits, nuts are good.
Like that. Any particular type of beans you prefer?
They're already soaked, right? Yeah. Oh, they're good. They're nice. Yeah. Maybe after.
So you want to get grass
and nuts? Yeah. And what's also nice is diet. It's actually very nice. Actually, it's a nice diet. It's like about like 4 o'clock or something. Just take your organic milk, ripe bananas, put them in the blender, like that. That's nice. That's nice. Very. No, very cooling. All these things are very cooling. Cooling like that.
Huh? I have a bunch of yogurt I made if you want to awesome.
No, it's different reaction.
Do you take yogurt? I was going to make a salad dressing out with yogurt.
Well, yeah, it's good. It's actually, it's not good in the morning with fruit, but it's good. It's good like at noontime with like that, like with the vegetable and the salad dressing.
Okay,
like
that.
Yeah. But the main thing is no spices or very mild spices, like that. That's the main thing. Because otherwise, the spices are good to get your heat going in the body. That's what I don't need. So somebody else needs it.
Rosemary and bay leaves, they're not spicy.
No, they're not so bad. Boy, you ever had fresh bay off of a tree?
Yes, I actually do, because I know.
It can burn your nose, yeah.
Yeah, it can burn your nose.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. You know. Yeah. So you go through the forest in Santa Cruz and you walk through and you're just smelling. It's the whole forest of smells and that. And then, really wonderful. In springtime, the bay on the bay area. The heavy coast. There you go. Yeah. See how he's. Mischievous. Travieso. Mischievous. Travieso. Okay. All right. Tomorrow we're going to prison. It's been cold. Yeah. Tomorrow. Fat milk. Fat. And tomorrow we go to prison, right?
Yes.
I believe about 11 o'clock?
Yes. I think I'm not sure if I'm going.
Huh?
I'm not sure if I'm going. I think it's all.
Yeah, because you got to be registered to go there. Yeah. Are you registered?
Not permanently, yes, to go through a special. My mother and brother and my father are going to be registered.
Oh, okay. And then you go. I guess come back, and I guess then we take the Sodom and come back.
You would like to take when you come back?
Yeah, because I think it's kind of too early to take before we go.
They leave at 12:30 or something.
Well, 1 o'clock. Get back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can take a little more substantial, like some nuts or something, also for breakfast and like that. This is another option.
By the time you turn right, it'll be around
5 o'clock.
It takes like 1.5 hours at least to drive.
But the program is at 12:30, I think.
Maybe it's changed, but when I was going, it was like at 2. Chandrapur was saying we leave at 12:30.
Oh, leave at 12:30.
Yeah.
I thought the program was at 12:30.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then, we take a pick before we go. It's not even before we go, I guess. Kind of like take a picnic. It's eat in the car. That'd be more. It's like doing a long drive there. It's a clutch while you're driving. Possibly. Okay. Disgusting. Then, is this turned off here? Or still running?
No, it's still running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Told him how to do it. It's great. Is that here inside? They have no names.
Little A, B.
Is there one there?
Yeah, that one there.
Looks like it.